Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Avila reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball towards left field. Evers fields the ball and throws to third. Kell drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kell. Avila scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty strikes out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to home to get Rosen. Boone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Easter goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Ray Herbert now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-2 in the game. LePon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Calvert now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Groth chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pretty. Pretty fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Pretty. Avila goes all the way around to score. Higgin moves all the way to home. It's 9-2, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. It's 11-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Avila reaches second base with a double. Jim Higgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 12-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.